Faced with a deluge of criticism, Louis turned to the one person he could trust completely.
Pas de grand coucher ce soir. Je n'en peux plus.
Il le faut bien pourtant.
Ironically, the influence of Madame de Pompadour actually increases as she stops sharing the king's bed. She grew more important to him because she was his friend. She was one of the few people, almost the only person, that he could actually trust at court. You have to remember that the court is a place of intrigue and masks and pretense, and nobody tells the truth to the king. So he really needed her. He needed her in his life as his friend.
As the top power broker in Versailles, Pompadour was drawn more and more into the business of government.
Madame de Pompadour's excursion into politics is not something that would make a feminist proud. She was a clever woman, but she really didn't understand politics.
Pour la Lorraine, n'ayez pas d'inquiétude. C'est que le père de notre reine sera décédé, elle sera définitivement...
Louis very foolishly entrusted her as a go-between with the Austrian ambassador. And Madame de Pompadour was so proud of herself, being given this important role. She took it terribly seriously, was very excited. And she was completely manipulated by the ambassador.